Good evening. Perhaps somebody out there is studying and needs a break. Perhaps somebody's out there studying and shouldn't take a break. But that's not going to stop me. So. Gonna start with one of my newest ones. You give tats a bad name. Your Hebrew phrase, it is so lame, darling. You give tats a bad name. Hebrew phrase is what you want, an abstract saying so magnificent. You have no clue how the language works, aren't aware of Google Translate's quirks. Oh, the phrase ain't in the word. Oh, what you want is absurd. Where did it come from? Where was it heard? Your Hebrew phrase, it is so lame, darling. You get tats a bad name. You're misunderstanding, it is a shame, darling. You get tats a bad name. You get tats a bad name. Consider looking at the Hebrew text and pay attention to the whole context. Make sure the artist knows the alphabet and that the direction moves from right to left. Oh, don't choose a modern font. Oh, it ain't what you want. What you come up with, the people will taunt. Your Hebrew phrase, it is so lame. You give tats a bad name. You're misunderstanding, it is a shame, darling. You give tats a bad name. Oh, your Hebrew phrase, it is so lame. You give tats a bad name. You're misunderstanding. One, two, three, looking for spouses everywhere they see. Love intramurals, playing lots of games, dancing in the chapels, learning lots of names, yeah. Here come the sophomores, one by one. You're calling mama, but you're having fun. You've learned to study and pull the grade. Survive this year, and you've got it made. It's all part of my evangel fantasy. It's all part of my evangel dream. It's all part. in the spring, they're all burned out. But at graduation, they're all gonna shout. It's a part of my evangel fantasy. It's a part of my evangel dream. It's a part of my evangel fantasy. It's a part of my evangel
I'd like to thank my colleague, Wave Nunnally, who actually commissioned that song. He wrote probably about a third of the lyrics, too. So thank you, Wave. That is Dr. Nunnally. This song is dedicated to, unfortunately, to people who've walked away from the Lord.
Began with such fire, serve God your desire, talking to folks far and near. Got in the wrong crowd, too compromised bound, now can't tell you were ever here. Seems to me you weren't in it for the long run. Seems to me you just turned your fickle head and walked away. Taught people God's ways for many days, let people into the truth. Got upset with God, your views are quite flawed, now you think there is no proof. Seems to me you weren't in it for the long run. Seems to me you just turned your bitter head and walked away. You walked away. Seems to me you weren't in it for the long run. Seems to me turned your fickle head and walked away. Went to the schools, learned Bible tools, carefully handled God's word. Accepted a lie, your thoughts went awry. Now you cause truth to be blurred. Seems to me you got tricked by an agenda. Seems to me you just turned your bitter head and walked away. You walked away.
Let's move on from the parable of the sower, so to speak, with a little bit of other stuff mixed in there, and let's talk about cooking. And I'm using a really old track of mine. It's a really cheesy backup track, but I still play everything. It's called Cook It in the Bible. see a couple angels and God walk by. And you ask them home for dinner, but they don't know what to fry. Well, I hear they might like some fatted calf, but make sure that the little lady don't laugh. They was cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible. Well, they took some vines and they took some gourds. Well, they was camping with the prophets by the River Jordan. Oh, man of God, there is death in the pot. So he threw in some meal and they all ate a lot. They was cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible. Well, if the bad queen mama make you wanna flee, and you run away and fall asleep under some tree, what you gonna find when you awake? A 40-day serving of angel food cake, yeah. If you're a prophet in your hometown's under attack, 'cause the people there are sinning and they ain't turning back. Well, you make your bread out of lentils and rye, and you bake it over a cow pie. It's cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible, cooking in the Bible. Well, if you're out baptizing in the wilderness, and those people, they're coming to you and their sins they confess, well, you dip your lunch in the stuff that's sweet as you peel the legs off the locust meat. It's cooking in the Bible, in the Bible, cooking 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 in the Bible. So we're going to do another one that's kind of Bible-oriented. This one's really new. Wrote it this summer? Recorded it up recently. This is called The Lord is Back in Town, and this is based on basically like the week leading up to the crucifixion. So this one pretty much comes from the Gospels.
Just came into town, riding on the donkey, tawny and brown. People cheering, not a frown. Palm branches in the street. Crowds were cheering, Hosanna. Blessed is he who's coming here. If they didn't, even the rocks would cheer. They're putting palm branches at the feet. The Lord is back in town. In town. You know that the Lord is back in town. In the temple they weren't doing what they ought. Doves were being sold and they were being bought. Man, Jesus was steaming, he was hot. Driving out the money changers. And Pharisees tried to trap the Lord. Tried to trick him in his words, but his replies were sharper than a sword, filling the boys with anger. The Lord is back in town. I said, the Lord is back in town. You know that the Lord is back in town.
The disciples said the temple buildings were great, but Jesus said it would become desolate. False prophets would come and try to manipulate, but their lands they better keep trim. The love of man is gonna grow cold, but he said he's coming back, and behold, like lightning you can't miss it, it'll be bold. And every eye will see him when the Lord gets back in town. That's right, when the Lord gets back in town. You better be right with him when the Lord gets back in town. Say it when the Lord gets back in town. This next one I'm going to do is actually one that I wrote in 1999. Basically had to do with my frustration with technology at that time. And guess what? It hasn't changed. And it's not that I'm technologically ignorant. It's just that sometimes it's really annoying. I want a data port in the side of my head. I want it to record everything I've ever said. I want it to track me everywhere that I go. I want it to inform me of the things I should know. I want to get your message the instant that you send. I want the flood of information coming without end. I want to have a second of my day and night planned. I want to transmit my lectures through the land. I want to be findable for you to see and hear. I want the cell phone chip mounted in my ear. I want a more efficient way to structure my life. I want an electronic hug from my wife. My built-in email will get your message. My wireless voicemail will hear your outrage. My integrated calendar will tell me where to go. My automated grammar checker makes my words flow. My synthesized voice chip will do the speaking. My digital camera will do the peeking. It'll help me remember my guitar solo. Put in the global tracker so I won't get lost. Install a calculator so I'll know the cost. Make sure there is a backdoor so you can peek. If my thoughts really are unique, wire adequate for memory inside, and a program to take over just in case I've died.
What's this not?
Another one from antiquity. I actually remember my lyrics to this one. I wrote this one when I was at Harvard. It's about radical leftist feminist theology.
Mm-hmm.
fine. But all this feminist theology stuff was the last thing on my mind. I learned that I'm an oppressor because I am a male, and that the language which I use provokes the him without fail. And I got the colors. I've got the colors. I've got the HDS feminist theology colors. Well, I said that I'm conservative and called my God a he. And before I knew it, everyone was throwing things at me. I reached out for a compromise, called my God an it. And they screamed and yelled and raved and said that I was full of. And I've got the blues, I mean the colors. I've got the colors. I've got the Harvard Divinity School feminist theology colors. My wife, she stays at home. The funny feeling, it was time for me to roam. And I tried to make my getaway, but they grabbed me by the nose. And they took me to the yard flagpole, hung me by my toes. And I got the blues, I mean the colors. I got the colors. I got the HDS feminist theology colors. I got the colors. I got the colors. HDS feminist theology colors. I got the HDS. I have zero use for devotional books. Zero. Except for the Bible. Just take that old Bible off the shelf. I would happily sit and read it by myself. Devotionals don't do a thing for me. Just need the Bible to speak, you see. Call me a fundy, call me what you will. Say that I'm narrow-minded, overkill. The source itself is what I'd rather pursue. No one can say it like the scriptures do. Just want to read from the Word of God. The kind of stuff it says leaves me awed. I get convicted, moved, and even stirred. I need to drag from His holy word. That predestined stuff's emotional. In 10 minutes he'll be in the trash can. Study the word itself, that's the plan. Don't want emails or YouTube videos. Don't want evangelists on TV
get convicted, moved, and even stirred. I need correct from his holy word. Just want to read from the word of God. The kind of stuff it says leaves me awed. I get convicted, moved, and even stirred. I need correct from his holy word. Just want to read from the word of God. The kind of stuff it says leaves me awed. I get convicted, moved, and even stirred. I need direct from his holy word. Just want to read from the word of God. The kind of stuff it says leaves me awed. I get convicted, moved, and even stirred. I need direct from his holy word. Just want to read from the word of God. The kind of stuff it says leaves me awed. I get convicted, moved, and even stirred. I need direct from his holy word. Just want to read in the word of God. The kind of stuff it says leaves me awed. I get convicted, moved, and even stirred. I need direct from his holy word.